Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Hey, 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 what you gonna say? We're kicking off the month of March. Marching into March. Does Obama and his administration feel like they're goose-stepping? I tell you, I have seen so much going on, but this week takes the cake of audacity of the far left. And I'm gonna kick off the show with a Tombstone of the Week award. We're kicking the show off with what Eric Holder said last week. We're going to kick that off in just a few moments. And believe me, we're going to kick it off with a little bit of Judas Priest music with the background vocals by Beavis and Butthead. So you don't want to miss that in just a few moments. But a very, very important subject we're talking about, to kicking off what Eric Holder said. And the last half of the show, we're going to be talking about the Senate races, 2014. Can the Republicans take over the United States Senate? Got some important races. Going to play a clip from Karl Rove. And then we'll have this week's Unaffordable, Uncaring Act update. So much flows in week after week. But we're going to tell you a couple of things you've probably not heard about. But before I do that, before we kick the show off, let me tell you about what we have coming up the next couple of weeks. I've been talking about solutions, been talking about what can we do, what can you do? Well, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics are going to have two exclusive plans for legislation, for a law that can be changed in Washington, D.C. One is an alternative to this Unaffordable, Uncaring Act. Now, I told you last week, I'm not going to use Obama and care in the same word. Not going to do it here. It's the Unaffordable, Uncaring Act and Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We have a solution. Once we repeal it, we can replace it with something that brings the price of health care down. It makes free market economies work. It takes care of the working poor. And it is something nobody has said or heard about. But you're going to be the first. Listen next week to our solution to the Unaffordable Uncaring Act. And then the week after that, we got a solution working with the energy policy, something that will help all Americans, something that will help bring the cost that you have down, and the middle class will get pumped up and have more money in their pockets. And at the same time, we're going to rebuild the bridges and highways across America. I'll tell you how we're going to do it 2 weeks from now. So you got some exciting shows to listen to coming up, including this show today. So believe me, tell your friends and neighbors, because Doc Holliday's got an exclusive the next 2 weeks on how to help save America. You and I working together. We're going to make it happen. And I appreciate you listening. Make sure your friends and neighbors know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. Saying all of that, let me tell you, let's just hear what Eric Holder, our Attorney General, said last week. That shreds the Constitution. And that's why I kick off the show with the Tombstone of the Week award, because Eric Holder's word should be buried 6 feet beneath the ground, under a tombstone. Here's what he said.
Now, any decisions at any level not to defend individual laws must be exceedingly rare. They must be reserved only for exceptional, truly exceptional circumstances, and they must never stem merely from policy or political disagreements, hinging instead only on firm constitutional grounds. But in general, I believe that we must be suspicious of legal classifications based solely on sexual orientation. And we must endeavor in all of our efforts to uphold and advance the values that once led our forebears to declare unequivocally that all are created equal and entitled to equal opportunity.
Now, just what would Beavis and Butthead say about that? Well, they teamed up with Judas Priest, and here's their answer.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
Attorney General Holder, you are our chief law enforcement officer, and you have just encouraged all the attorney generals across our nation to go against their laws. If they don't believe in them, just go against them. What is the Constitution about? We all can't agree on everything. That's why we are a nation of laws. Mr. Attorney General, you do not have the authority to tell others to break the law. You gave an oath for your office to uphold the Constitution, to uphold the laws of this nation, and you are a lawbreaker, encouraging lawbreaking. What you have done is abominable. It is disastrous. If you are setting a precedent, what happens when a Republican attorney general says he's going to do away with the EPA because it has no business being having authority to shut down businesses? I would like that. I would like that. But I know we are a nation of laws. And if we have outlaws in charge like Eric Holder, we are in trouble. We are a nation of laws. Congress makes the law. The executive branch executes the law. The president and now his court jester, King Obama and his court jester, Eric Holder, are a laughing stock when it comes to what is right and wrong with the United States Constitution. But the sad part is we as Americans are letting them get away with it. Why aren't the papers and the television shows hammering away at this law breaking? I don't care if you're for same-sex marriage or against same-sex marriage. When somebody tears up and shreds the United States Constitution, we have a problem in America. He is setting a precedent that no other attorney general has stood up and told the 50th attorney generals that you don't have to obey the law. How did the civil rights ever happen in the 1960s? The civil rights movement. They used federal law to come in and help break down state laws that were unconstitutional. But the attorney general didn't say it's unconstitutional. It's up to the courts to decide. Mr. Attorney General, you are an outlaw. And I think he should be impeached. But, you know, I'm not alone. One of our friends have been on this program before, the Reverend William Owens, and his group called the Coalition of African-American Pastors. Reverend Owens had this to say about President Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder. Take a listen to this.
Mr. Obama and Mr. Holder will leave a legacy as being the most immoral leaders this country has ever had to change a society, to make what's wrong right and what's right wrong.
Well, the Reverend William Owens called President Obama and Eric Holder the most immoral leaders this nation will have ever known in a long view of history. That's a big statement. He had more to say than just that. He really ran them over the coals, so to speak, and asked them to protect the black family instead of tearing the families of America apart. Wow, he had a lot of things to say, but not only that, he's put up a website. He wants 1 million signatures to help impeach Eric Holder, to ask the House of Representatives to impeach Eric Holder. And I believe everybody ought to sign that pledge. I don't care if you're for same-sex marriage or against same-sex marriage. It has nothing to do when somebody attorney general who's taken an oath of office to uphold the laws of the United States and the United States Constitution. When Eric Holder shreds that Constitution and just blatantly puts it in front of America saying, I can do whatever I want, he stops becoming an attorney general working for the president. He is the court jester working for his king. Bow down, America. King Obama is on the throne. And what are we doing about it? Well, go to Reverend Rowan's website. Sign up that petition. And we put it on the front right there where you can go to the website and sign the petition. Let's help get Eric Holder out of office. Listen, he says he's going to get out sometime. Let's make this an experiment for our education system. Let our children and youth of America see what happens when you just overtly break the law and shred the Constitution. You should be held responsible. Where is the House of Representatives and where is the Senate to try Eric Holder for impeachment? We need him impeached, and it's not just politics of an election year. It is principle. American school children need to understand we hold our leaders responsible. No one is above the law, Barack Obama. No one's above the law. We said that to Richard Nixon. Where's the press holding the feet to the fire of this administration? When Eric Holder said it, if he, an attorney general like him says to break the law, it should be rare. Well, you know what? You're serving rare meat to the big money that provides political influence in election year. What you're doing is throwing red meat, Eric Holder. And when you do, you're deep frying your opponents. This is a political move, and it is a shame that you would tear up the United States Constitution for a political move to get money out of homosexual activists that are supporting the Democrats because you know you're in a tough election year. You are political. You are a failure as an attorney general, and you should be impeached. The American people have had enough of your shredding the Constitution. Barack Obama is your boss. Shame on him for not firing you a couple years ago when you deserved it over Fast and Furious, when you deserved it over so many things that you have shredded the Constitution. There's enough is enough. Please, America, go to Reverend Owen's website we got there and sign the petition to impeach this lawbreaker that is in the Attorney General's office. He's breaking the law. He's shredding the Constitution. The Constitution is our law. And when he tells state attorney generals you don't have to follow it, he is tearing the Constitution and it is breaking up the law of the land. Where will this lead us when every man does as he wants? When every man or woman just decides, this is the law I don't want, this is the law I do want. We will be an America in chaos. Eric Holder, shame on you. You should resign. And if you don't resign, you should be impeached immediately. We got a lot to talk about. I told you, I got sort of fired up thinking about that, and that's why I kicked everything off with a Tombstone of the Week award going to Eric Holder, kicked off the show. And I did tell you about next week, we're going to have a special show on a solution, an alternative. Once we get rid of the Unaffordable Uncaring Act, there needs to be a replacement. Doc Holliday has a replacement that nobody else has talked about. Yes, I've looked at the Republican plans. The 10 or 15 are out there, and they have some good ideas, but there's not anything like I'm going to tell you. It's the original, and it's based on some of the ideas we get from other places. But I have to tell you, you'll hear it first on Doc Holliday's Rock Split Politics. And then a week after that, we will have another show about a law we can change that will put money in the pockets of all the middle class, really all Americans, but especially the middle class. It will help rebuild our roads and infrastructure and bridges, and it'll give everybody will get more money in their pockets. Now, how does that happen? Well, you stay tuned 2 weeks from now, and we'll be kicking that off the week after our replacement of Obama's plan. I almost said it, didn't I? But it is the Unaffordable Uncaring Act. We do enjoy all our new listeners. I do invite you to go back and listen to the archive shows. We had a great show last week, and we were talking about why we shouldn't say Obama and care in the same word. So go back and listen and why I'm saying that, because I want to get rid of this monstrosity that is killing and destroying our economy. We got to get rid of the Unaffordable Uncaring Act. And another thing you can be looking forward to, we're going to be putting up another website here in the next few weeks that will show these solutions so you can tell your friends about them, and we'll try to get us some video shots and have to explain it. But I do want you to know I am working hard to work with you. I appreciate your comments. I appreciate you listening as our numbers go up around the country, that I'm just happy to say that I believe solutions like I'm going to offer and things that you tell me when you email me, these are things that you and I can work together to bring about prosperity. I don't care about the words liberal and conservative as much as I care about the word prosperity. I am a prosperity seeker. How about you? And that's why I want you to go to my website. You can go on the front page there and order the book, Rock Splitting Politics. Order the book, Walk With Me. These are the things that help this show stay on the air and helps get our message out. And I appreciate those who have ordered the book. Go to the website, order the book today. Get one for your liberal friends and tell them, let's get rid of the words conservative and liberal, and let's find what makes us prosperous. I know, and you know, it's the, quote, conservative ideas, but let's call it prosperity for America. It will work when we put them all together, you and I working. Thank you. Tell your friends and neighbors. Let's keep growing with new listeners. We appreciate our new listeners. And now we're going to get into the second part of the show. Let's kick it off as we talk about the 2014 Senate elections across America. Here we go. I went down Virginia, seeking shelter from the storm. Caught up in the fable, I watched the tower grow. Five-year plans, a new deal, wrapped in golden chains. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain. Hey, and that's Creedence Clearwater Revival singing Who'll Stop the Rain. We have been in this thunderstorm of a horrible rain of liberal policies raining down on us, melting down America's economy, melting down our workforce, killing jobs, making boneheaded decisions, not allowing the Keystone Pipeline. Come on, America. We need help. And who stopped the rain? Look at the United States Senate races. Find out who you can help, and let's stop the rain coming down. And we'll start with the state of Virginia. When Creedence Clearwater Revival started, he said, went down Virginia. Well, Virginia needs to go down in a Republican style, folks. It used to be a red state. It's been called purple. It's really blue. But everybody in Virginia, hear my voice. You must make Virginia red in the United States Senate race. We've got to get some, if America's going to survive, we've got to get some liberals out. I don't care how nice they are, how good they are, how moderate they are. We've got to get the United States Senate out of the hands of Harry Reid. He's killing America in his position as majority leader because the Democrats have control. Do we have a chance in Virginia? Yes, there is a chance. It is probably one of the longer shots. But I want to play this clip from Karl Rove. He's not my favorite person, but he knows politics. And he is very much of what we'd call the establishment style mentality. But listen to Karl Rove as he talks about the elections here with Sean Hannity.
shaken up?
Well, as of today, I think there are 10. A 10th one joined today. We have the 7 Democratic seats that are in red states, North Carolina, Hagen, West Virginia, mm-hmm. South Dakota, Montana, Alaska, Arkansas, and Louisiana. In 4 of those, the incumbent's running for re-election. 3, the incumbent has pulled the ripcord. We also have, in addition to that, Michigan, a purple state. We also have, if Scott Brown gets into it in New Hampshire, a real race. And today the news is breaking in Colorado that Representative Cory Gardner, a bright young rising star in the House, has decided that he's going to take on Udall in the Senate race. He can win that race. He's a terrific young guy, comes from northeastern Colorado, a young, thoughtful, strong conservative. And I'm really, we get to 10, and we've got others out there. We got the possibility of Oregon. We got the possibility of Minnesota.
Let me stop Karl Rove right here and just say, hey, that's sounding pretty good. 6 months ago, who would be saying that the Republicans would be in play in 10 states at least? At least more may be coming up. Just like Karl Rove said, Oregon may be in play. Now, just today, I talked with Jason Conyers, and he is a representative in a state legislature out there in Oregon. He's one of the primaries running in Republican primary, one of the candidates, very good candidate. Hopefully get him on the show here in the next few weeks. They have an election on May 20th, and all you listeners out in Oregon know it's unlike most places, you mail in your ballot. So the ballots come out 3 weeks before the election. And it's an unusual place in Oregon to see how the ballots get tallied up and come in through the mail. But listen, we have got some excitement building up. And as the Unaffordable Uncaring Act continues to implode, and I'll talk more about that in just a couple of minutes on the update this week. But let me tell you, this Senate race and the Democrats are crying and trying to find some way to get back in the news in a good way, and a lot of folks did cry out, why didn't we fight during the debt ceiling? Why didn't the conservatives and Republicans fight against increasing the debt ceiling without getting something in return? Yet this is what they were wanting. They want a full court press on the Democrats throughout 2014. The elections, they didn't want anything to cause them to be sidetracked. And so saying that, let's let Karl Rove finish his thought.
Remember, in 2010, we won 5 seats in purple states, states that Barack Obama had taken 2 years earlier, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and even his home state of Illinois. So if we've got 7 red states and we've now got at least 3 and could have as many as 5 blue states, we've got a real shot of picking up the 6 we need to win.
Now, Karl Rove said it's getting very interesting indeed. One of the things I want to point out is that the House Democrats have just about given up any chance of taking back the House of Representatives. You know, a year ago, it was the Democrats who were going to try to wrestle back the House of Representatives so they would have the White House and both houses of Congress again. But at this point, follow the money. Can't show it everywhere. But look, I believe what's happening is the House Democrats are having a hard time raising money because the Democrats are realizing they've got to fight everything and put everything they got into the Republican protecting the Democrats and the Republican side of the Congress. So very interesting, just like Karl Rove said. And one of the races that I was telling you about was the Oregon race. We're going to try to talk to one of the Republican primary candidates there, and it's Jason Conyers. And we also are going to be trying to get some other candidates on. But the primaries, there are some incumbents involved. In my home state of Mississippi, you got Chris McDaniels, a Tea Party-backed favorite, going against a 6-time winning, going for his 7th term, Thad Cochran, one of the oldest pros, I guess you'd call a professional senator. Can the upstart Chris McDaniels get in, or we'll have to wait and see what's gelling there? But I'll keep you posted right here. And I've talked before you about the Mississippi Senate race. I talked about Doc Holliday trying to get in sometime. Not this year, not with those two running. I think I'll key my efforts on giving solutions like the next couple of weeks I told you about an alternative, a better plan than the Unaffordable and Caring Act, much better than that. In fact, I think it will help all Americans instead of hurting just about everybody. And then also a way to get more money in everybody's pockets at the same time, rebuild our bridges and transportation. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks, so be sure to listen to those. And in fact, before we get to the Unaffordable Uncaring Act update, let me just remind you that you can go back and listen to the archive shows. And let me remind you, you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. I am your host, Ed Holliday, and you're listening to Rock Splitting Politics, where we kick things around and knock, discover things nobody else sees, and we tell them to you right here on Rock Splitting Politics. And that's why we are coming up with some solutions in the next couple of weeks. Unaffordable Uncaring Act. What do we need to say about it? Well, listen to this. Have you heard about this? Just last week, Harry Reid got up in the United States Senate and used it for a bully pulpit. And this is one of the things he said. He said that all these, quote, Unaffordable Uncaring Act horror stories, he says, quote, all of them are untrue, unquote. He says all of them are untrue. Wow, can we get some of these patients to go knocking on his door and tell him that they are sick and they have trouble finding doctors, having trouble finding help? Maybe something's pushed or exaggerated in one or two cases. I can't deny that could be true. But for Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, to get up in the halls of Congress, in the very Senate chamber itself, and say all of them are untrue. He said all of them. He is making a 30-second talking point to put the message out across the country, because he knows the liberal media will leak that out, that all of them are untrue. And he went on and talked about the Koch brothers and denounced the Koch brothers, like everything in America is hinged on the Koch brothers, anything that he doesn't agree with. But it's all coming down to the implosion of the Unaffordable Uncaring Act that these Democrats have put in place. Every Democrat it did, and every Democrat should be kicked out of office that's up for election. And I'm saying that because they have put this fraud on us. It was fraudulent. The way they put the numbers and figures and lied to the American people, Harry Reid should be ashamed, because of all the stories about the Unaffordable Uncaring Act, what is true is that the Democrats lied, they lied, they lied, and they lied again about page after page of what is written in that 2,800-page law. And then Ms. Pelosi said we had to pass it to see what's in it. Shame on the Democrats. Please remember in November. One other thing about the Unaffordable Uncaring Act. State of Hawaii spends $120 million. One state, $120 million on the exchange. And they have enrolled 4,300 people. $120 million just to build the exchange for 4,300 people so far. And the numbers, still, they're telling us all the people who signed up, they will not tell us how many are paying premiums. They will not tell us. This is getting to be a monstrosity that's a fraud on the American people. We said it before, we said it again, we got to get repealed. And next week, I will be giving you an example of how we can replace this Unaffordable Uncaring Act with something that's coming right from this show, Rock Splitting Politics. You'll hear it first next week. So tell your friends and neighbors to hold on to a way to get us back to prosperity with our health care system leading the way, if we'll just take a new direction. And what would you like to sing about a new solution? I think of something. I'm going to play this, and I will see you next week with a solution for the healthcare woes of America. Don't you know it's going to be all right?
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.